Justin Fluke back with you. Care Coach's Insight continues. Talking Atchison Phoenix boys basketball. Head coach Pat Battle joins us. The Ravens, or excuse me, the Phoenix do have their first loss of the season and a bounce back win earlier this week on Tuesday. So let's talk about the two games, Coach. I know Highland Park was postponed the first time, and you certainly highly anticipate your two meetings with Highland Park in the regular season, but the first one ends up going their way 65-48 on Monday night. What was kind of the biggest difference in that game or the learning point for your team on Monday?
Well, I think there was a couple of things. First of all, got to tip our cap to them. They played very well. Highland Park's a really good team. They're everything that everyone says they are. Coach Williams does a great job. They played with great intensity. They defended really well. You know, you can see they held us to 48 points, and we've been averaging in the 70s. So, they did a heck of a job defensively. For us, I think the biggest thing, I felt that we settled a little bit too much for shooting the perimeter shot, and we didn't hit them. And I think that's part of it. We also, had some really – we didn't have a lot of turnovers, but those turnovers seemed to be the back-breaking type that result in runouts and scores their way. And so that was the difference. I was really proud, though, of our kids. We fell behind in the second quarter. They hit a half-court shot to end the half. And our guys kind of settled in and chipped away. We cut it to 5, but we had expended so much energy to get that thing back to 5 that we just did not execute well offensively in the fourth quarter. And that was the difference. It's kind of frustrating because it wasn't really a 17-point game. I think Coach Williams would say that. It was a 10-12-point game, though.
I guess the fortunate thing is you didn't have to sit on that loss or let it stew for long because you were right back on the court last night and got a win against KC Schlegel 51-31. So not one of your higher scoring games, but the defense must have been good. Did you feel like your boys responded well after the loss and the way they played last night?
I felt that defensively, I thought we were pretty good. We were pretty sound. We communicated well. Here's the thing that our kids have to understand and everybody has to understand is that after a while, people start to figure out ways to try to slow you down. And one of the ways that we're seeing a lot of is a lot of tempo control. We've seen that with Wamigo, and we saw it with Schlegel last night, which they're not, we're 1 year away from the shot clock, and yet, that's kind of what we're seeing. We're seeing teams that are taking 45 seconds, a minute on their possession. So for us to kind of stay disciplined and be patient defensively, I thought was a credit to our kids last night.
You have Casey Sumner coming in on Friday night, then Tuesday, Wyandotte, Harmon, Washington County. Going to get quite a few games in here over the next couple of weeks. The Highland Park rematch won't be until February 13th. So what's kind of the key for your team here to kind of rebuild that momentum and confidence? And some of these matchups, of course, are second meetings against these teams, so I'm sure you expect to get a better shot and some adjustments to be made.
Yeah, and they get to make those adjustments too. So I think the second time around is always interesting. I think there's a lot more of a chess match when you see people for a second time. Wyandotte's going to be a challenge going there. I mean, that's a place that historically they play really well at home. Yes, we see Washington, and then we'll see Highland Park again. I think really the key, to tell you the truth, is to get back to basics. I think, they talk about, go back to where you began sometimes in order to get yourself right. And I think that's what we need to do is kind of hone in on the basic things that we're going to do. So that's kind of what we're going to do. I think a lot of it is done by, how much do we grow in practice on a day-to-day. And finally, I think we're through all the weather and all that stuff and just the multiple rescheduling that I think we'll be able to, get a little bit of a rhythm going from a practice standpoint.
Bet. Hope you're right. Best of luck in the upcoming games, Coach. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thanks a lot for the coverage. Appreciate it.
Coach Pat Battle of the Atchison Phoenix Boys here on Coach's Insight. It's sponsored by Amberwell Health.